This episode of The Read is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website, portfolio, and online store. For a free trial and 10% off, visit squarespace.com and enter offer code FURY at checkout. That's squarespace.com, offer code F-U-R-Y at checkout. A better web starts with your website, so go ahead and sign up with Squarespace, and we're going to get the show started.
All the boys say, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey. Girls say... Girl say, hey baby, hey baby, hey.
Hey baby, hey, hey.
Close enough.
That's good enough.
Yeah.
I love Gwen Stefani.
Who doesn't?
This Charlie XC Elemental P girl, I truly thought.
Don't do Charlie XC.
I don't have anything like against her, but she sounds exactly like Gwen Stefani on that fucking fancy song.
You know, a lot of people are inspired by Queen Gwen, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. you know, rightfully so.
Yeah.
She's an innovator and a legend, and No Doubt is one of my favorite bands, so.
Okay. Yeah, I went to a white middle school, so I got into No Doubt.
Sickening.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
The Don't Speak and all that, yeah.
Some of the greatest times ever.
Mm-hmm. Smashing Pumpkins and all that shit. I was into all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those white 90s grunge bands.
Had me into Insane Clown Posse.
Okay.
That was real left.
That was one line I could never cross.
It was crazy.
It just never seemed like, they didn't seem like they prayed to my Jesus.
No.
Like in the least.
At all.
They seemed real demonic.
Hello, everyone. I am Miles Morales.
And I am Angela Lansbury.
And this is The Read.
Welcome back to another week. How you doing?
I'm just fine. Great, because I know that as this is currently playing, I'm probably sprawled somewhere in Miami, Florida, probably in my mother's family room, eating Bluebell.
Okay, you don't have to rub it in. I'm still not over that time.
So congratulations to me.
Your bitch ass FaceTimed me from the pool in Miami. I'll never get over that.
I mean, I just feel like that was a moment that needed to be shared, specifically with someone who was cold.
It didn't. It didn't have to happen. Like, I was in the middle of this Arctic Northern bullshit, and your ass actually at work on top of that, and you FaceTimed me from the middle of somebody's swimming pool.
It was flat. It was just, the water was just so warm.
It was rude and absurd, and I'm jealous.
Black excellence. First of all, again, shout out to Miles Morales, a.k.a. Ultimate Spider-Man. Pretty sure he's the first black Spider-Man. And he's being voiced by the love of my life, Donald Glover, on Disney XD. So, yay.
Donald Glover, isn't that Childish Gambino? Isn't that who that is?
That is. I'm actually surprised that you know him as Childish Gambino and not as Donald Glover.
I only know that because Black Twitter whooped his ass the other week because he said something stupid about Ferguson. And so they just, about how online shit doesn't really matter and it's not that big of a deal. And everybody was just like, but the internet is the sole reason you have a career. So how are you being bougie right now?
His album's called Because the Internet.
Well, he tweeted some shit about internet activism don't matter and y'all need to log off. And this is this. So, oh, sorry to ruin your fave, but.
There goes that.
Did we talk about Jackie Robinson West last week? I honestly can't remember anything.
That was my real black excellence.
Oh, just kidding.
Miles Morales just happened to pop into my head at the beginning of the show. And so I thought that I would just kill two birds with. That was actually a poor choice of a metaphor.
Okay. Let's get into it, though.
Chicago has been celebrating the Jackie Robinson West team, also known as the U.S. Little League World Series champions. These are 11, 12-year-old boys, an all-black team, and they had the Chicago streets filled today, I think yesterday, when they came home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was just an emotional moment for everyone, just seeing black people doing great things. I know literally nothing about the game of baseball besides it involves a bat. Mm-hmm. I think several bats, as well as a ball and bases, and there's running.
Yes. That is the extent of my knowledge as well. So,
and fashionable caps.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and they look nice in their uniforms.
Yes.
Baseball players be real fit. Oh, and they be having the big ass contracts and they don't be getting injured.
These are things that I know mm-hmm. about the game of baseball. Mm-hmm. But these young men in Chicago know plenty more about it. So congratulations to them for winning the World Series. And hopefully they can continue to do this if they love it and make loads and loads of money in Major League Baseball.
Yes, good luck to y'all.
So congrats, such a dope story. Jackie Robinson West. And we just did a story on Monet Davis, who's also slaying in baseball. Beautiful young black girl.
Is there about to be a Negro takeover?
Like, I mean, I'm ready.
Me too. Like, I will not be mad.
I'm not going to a single game, but I would just want to see it happen.
I mean, I haven't been to a tennis match since Venus and Serena, but I still have, like, that emotional connection simply because they're Negro. So I'm into it. Congratulations, y'all.
Hot topics this week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of shit happened this week, right? I feel like a lot of bullshit happened this week.
I feel like I missed the majority of it.
Okay.
So work with me. Let's just go ahead and start this with... Let's start with the Beyonce concert. So I didn't see most of the opening acts of the Beyonce concert on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I did catch... Nicki Minaj performing Anaconda. Well, I guess that was like three performances in one or something. Or
yeah.
I
was very puzzling.
I realized very quickly that I don't care too much for Bang Bang anymore. I like the little run that JCJ does at the end. Ariana Grande, I feel like she will eventually be an adult and I will understand more about her. Mm-hmm. As of right now, I feel like she's doing wonderful things for the Teen Nick community and for, you know, young girls that want Weave sponsors. Mm-hmm. Because there are just so many women out here who are doing it for the Weave sponsors.
Yeah,
Bambi from Love and Hip Hop is here for the Weave. Diamond of Cry Mob, she's only on Sisterhood of Hip Hop because they've given her Weave.
Yes.
Or probably money to buy some.
Yes.
And you know what? If I was a lady, I would probably want free Weave as well. So
Ariana Grande, I don't all the way quite get her, like her whole that whole baby look, and it's bizarre to me. I don't know but then she tried to like dress sexy, but then she has like this crazy half ponytail and it's just like, but you look five, what are you even doing?
It's hard for me to look at her,
but she can really sing, so that's why I pretty much leave her ass alone, because at least you're talented.
I'm ready for her to grow up and wear like jeans and you know, let her hair down or whatever's going on up
there.
Well,
her edges are fucked up, I think. Her something's fucked up from weaves, so that's why she keeps it in that same tired ass style.
And y'all are mad at babies for wearing their natural. We'll get to it. So I didn't see much of any of that. I did see the Anaconda performance, which was a whole lot to deal with.
Mm-hmm. You didn't catch your best friend Taylor?
Who?
It was wretched. It was so bad. Like, she just sounded terrible the entire time.
She performed something?
She did. She performed her new single.
So why would you think that I, for any moment in my life, would watch something intentionally?
Well, MTV re-aired it as soon as it went off, so I thought maybe you said...
I walked in literally at the beginning of Beyonce's. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how. God was just like, girl, there's no need for you to see any of this. Like, let's just get to the meat and potatoes of this function, which is Beyonce.
There's not so much to talk about other than Beyonce.
I missed that as well, but I'll watch it later. Mm-hmm. All I know is I saw Beyonce. Right after that was over, it aired again, and I saw that Nicki Minaj Bang Bang thing, and I said, this is where the buck stops for me, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. I don't need to watch shit else involving this. The Kardashians are present. Taylor Swift is over there still dancing like a guidance counselor. Like, bitch, what are you doing?
Fuckless at this point. She just doesn't... She knows everybody is talking about her, and she's just... That's what her song's about, shaking her haters off and... having a good time no
Excuse
matter what.
Me?
Yes, that's what her song is about. She is really just, I can't believe how annoying she manages to be just by existing and putting out the same tired ass music over and over. Like, okay, girl.
I also noticed that Katy Perry was there with a young man by the name of Riff Raff. And I wish that was Joe and Snot. And did you see them? Like,
I
they
did
were
see
dressed.
Them.
As Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears,
mm-hmm.
when they wore denim
that, yeah.
to the But worse. And then...
But worse, it was like them on meth. It was just, it was like the broke her down version.
Riff Raff, and this is my opinion, Riff Raff looks like all he can say is omelette du fromage. Like, he looks like he doesn't, like, I feel like he doesn't, he has never really understood or mastered the English language. Mm-hmm. Or even, like failed it. Like, he's just never given it a chance. I feel like his vocabulary literally... consists of maybe 6 or 7 words.
Mm-hmm.
His braids were wretched.
What does he do?
And he has a song called Tiptoeing in My Jordans that for literal months I thought was R. Kelly. Like, I had to actually Google it. I was like, let me actually look for a video or whatever for this R. Kelly song. Lo and behold, here comes this white man with these fucking aquamarine cornrows and a puppy in his hand. Like, he's just strange. Mm-hmm. And very, like, very open about his drug use. Like, yeah. He just... I love cocaine and shrooms.
Oh, he does that.
And, like, drinks Fabuloso or whatever the fuck. Right. Like, he's just weird. And I don't know if Katy Perry is actually dating him, but I wouldn't be surprised given her, you know, past boyfriends.
And she just don't give a damn. His whole vibe just seems very much like he was that one guy all throughout school who just never stopped playing. Like, you just played, like, everybody just had to be like, you play too motherfucking much. Go sit your ass down. Get out of my face. Why are you, like, the one who would just never know when to sit the fuck down and shut the hell up? Like, that's what he was giving me during that entire show.
It's like white rappers feel like they have to. It's like you're either rapping about white guilt or you're like, let me be as absurd as I possibly can because I want to stand out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wasn't impressed, so I was basically just sitting there waiting for the Beyonce show to start, and once it was over, I just turned the TV off.
So the Beyonce show itself was magnificent. Like, what I mean, like, do we even need to talk about this? Because, duh, like, she slayed as she usually does. Mm-hmm. The fucking, the Tom Ford piece that she and Ty had personally fucking delivered, like FedEx one day delivery, fucking Amazon Air, straight from heaven. Like, it was like, it was literally like the Lord packaged it up and was like, girl, the show starts at 8, so none of you niggas be late. Like, my God was like, literally like, make sure that this arrives on time.
Yes.
You know, and then the choreography, I love that she didn't really rip anything from her shows, like her previous shows. She made it like a specific show just for MTV.
Yeah. I loved the segues and the way she, like, mixed some of the songs together to just, you know, get through the album in 15 minutes. It was, I thought it was gorgeous and just really smart.
Let's keep in mind that not only is Beyonce sickening, Beyonce keeps the best around her. Because for you to be doing this fucking spread eagle in unison, upside down, covered in silver body paint.
Yes.
Just... slow-mo right to the beat, like nobody is off. Like, how, what you're upside down, like everybody involved slays, like everybody involved, and meanwhile Blue Ivy Carter, bitch, is sitting on the sideline giving you her goddamn best. Mama, like, she had a performance of her
she
own.
She did. Flawless came on and Blue Ivy was like, wait a minute, bitch. This is my jam.
This is the one. I feel like she personally choreographed
that. Not the fucking song. Right. She was over there like, come on, B. Here go the shoulder. Yes, hands.
Like, she wasn't concerned. She was entertaining the fuck out of her daddy and out of Auntie Kelly.
Right.
And out of Kelly's a baby that's not even there. The baby was in utero, like, work, Blue, yes, that is it, I can't wait to do it with, like, just like,
right. Jay-Z was looking at her like, when did you learn this?
And Blue, she didn't pay any attention, she did not take her eyes off the stage, she was like, got it right. Flossing
hand,
on that,
yes,
hand, yes.
Woke up like this,
kickball change, don't like, she, how the fuck do you know all this choreography, Blue? Like,
right,
what?
Like, why are you sitting here? Like, you're sitting on Jay-Z's lap, sitting here doing the flawless
like, literally knows the dance.
I was like, I could not focus on anything else. As soon as MTV started showing Blue, I was just like, why don't you just keep it right. Like, can we just get a mini cam on Blue Ivy for the remainder of the show?
I need to see the rest of the performance. And someone needs to tell Rita Ora not to ever stand her motherfucking ass up at any more goddamn functions, especially when you are sitting in front of Blue. We did not come here to see you, miss. Right. We are here for the royals. Like, that's what... And you'll never be it. Like, right. You'll never be
you're not in royals.
You know what I'm saying? It don't run in your blood. So just sit your ass down right. So that I can see what I came here to see, which is my girl Blue hitting the 1-2 step.
But I can't even really be, even though she was in the way and getting on my nerves, I can't even be mad Rita Ora because she was standing up like, yes.
She was standing.
Right, she really was. Like, she was going in. So it's like annoying, but I get it.
Did you see Laverne Cox?
Yes. By her damn self. That's what I appreciate.
Let me tell you something. And this is why I love us. Like, I love this community because we don't give a fuck. Laverne had on her gown. Laverne yes. had her hair. Laverne was done. And she's sitting in front of them three salty ass Kardashians all chewing some double mint gum trying to look like they ain't mad. Right. But like, she stood up and she was, turn that cherry out. Yes. Turn that. Like, Blue. Like,
Laverne, she was like, Blow. She had been waiting on Blow.
Like, she had a move for herself.
That
she
has been the song since the album came out. That's her favorite video.
She had her own choreography that she brought just in case Blow was yes. up on that stage. Like, Laverne was really ready to hit an 8 count, and then it broke down into something else. So she was like, all right, but it was still cut. Like, yeah. I just love actually seeing her there.
Right.
And seeing her have fun and knowing, you know, that she's doing great things. Like, I'm really, really excited to see
yes.
you know, the expansion of her career. But just like her getting her life like yes, that, unfiltered, standing right in front of them hating ass
them
Kardashians.
Hating assholes.
Sour.
Mad.
Pissed.
Although I
perturbed,
did
angry.
I did see a picture of Kim, allegedly Kim, holding Blue Ivy. I couldn't actually see the person who was holding hers, but it may have been Kim. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess that may be a thing that happened. I don't think that the two families like just hate each other, but
no, I don't. I think that it has something to do with Kanye, and I don't know. It's none of my goddamn business. All I know is I
maybe
live for Beyonce
it was just Jay,
and none of you.
Kim was like, okay, well, I mean, it's just Jay over there. I can just go over there and be like, hey, what's up? Oh, the baby. Hi.
And you know, Blue was like, pure rail.
That's enough, because you know if mama was over here,
where
bitch, you would have kept your ass over yonder, so don't even come over here with all this nice talking, knowing daddy here.
The pure ale, and I need it now.
So, but can someone remove me? I don't.
Apple spice hand sanitizer.
I didn't ask for this.
Why is she over here? Why is she in the vicinity? Get her out.
Right, because Blue Ivy is normally very sweet to like all the people who serve and adore her. Did you see her on stage like waving?
Yeah.
To all the commoners in the pit, like, oh, y'all see it from mommy. Oh, that's fun. Hi. Don't get close.
She just knows. Like, she knows.
She does.
Like, she. I have my own twisted fantasy again of the dancers being in the rehearsal space stretching, and then a door bursts open and there's just like this explosion of white light, and you just see Blue silhouette come in, and she's like, honey, I just had an egg white omelet. I am full and I'm ready to peel wigs back. So which one of you, I dare one of you bitches to have a single foot out of place
yeah.
during this run through, because you don't have to be here. We don't have to deal with you. We deal with nothing but the best. Yeah, that includes you. Angela, you in the back too. Like, you in the back too. Do I have to call my mama in here? I didn't think so, because I could whoop your ass on my own. We
Absolutely.
Don't even have to do that. Like, so I just feel like
100%.
Blue, you know, she just knows.
She does. She knows who she is. She was like getting her life from her mom, and then went on stage and was like, I mean, girl, not too much. I mean, you're sweaty, but yay, mommy.
Yeah.
Like, you did Mar- a good
she
job.
She tried to kiss her. She was like, not
I mean,
now.
You're like a little moist, so if you could just not. I mean
it obviously
I love
smells
you, girl,
great
but,
because it's natural fragrance
right,
for you.
I love
you. But,
you
know,
just,
this
you know,
is a new dress, and I don't really have time for
I'm being
for
photographed, and I just can't, but you understand.
But yay, mommy.
Yes.
Go, mommy.
Good
she
job,
clapped
mommy.
For her again.
Yeah, she did.
She was so proud and so excited. So I just love to see, like, you know, the family together, and
yeah.
then obviously the show was great and all of that. So let's segue.
Okay.
Into comments made the following day.
Mm,
mm. So for those of you who, again, watched the Beyonce concert on Sunday, she did, yes, give MTV a glimpse into her world. She gave them a 15-minute show, and she gave BET a Snapchat. And I don't know if someone at BET was pissed about that. You know, that's fine.
I mean, but she was touring then, right?
I mean, mama had shit to do.
What are you mad about?
So Karrueche had a job. One job.
Mm-hmm. One job, one time.
And that was to host this episode of 106 in Park maybe the day before yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so at first when I heard that Karrueche was hosting 106 in Park, I was like, good for her. You finally got your ass a job. Like, you're doing something. I mean, 106 in Park. Let me shut up. But, you know, you're doing something. Congratulations, you know, for you.
Yes.
Stepping into your own light finally, even if it is a countdown of, I don't know, Travis Porter videos or whatever. So at one point, they had this section where they're saying 10 things that Blue Ivy was thinking about during Beyonce's performance. Mm-hmm. Which, some people should leave countdowns and funny and jokes to those of, you know, they should leave it to people who can do it. Like, some people just, you know, and that's not just 106 in Park. Mm-hmm. Like, I've watched, like, late night shows before where they'll just do these random countdowns and be like, what was the point of this?
Yeah.
And that was pretty much this. Anyway, the point is, Karrueche made a comment that said, it was, I really did wake up like this because my parents never brushed my hair.
Yeah, never.
I never combed my hair.
Right.
And then she did this, this little Dr. Heavenly giggle and was like, I love you, Blue. I love you, Beyonce. Mm-hmm. That is not enough.
Not even a little bit of enough.
If you have not presented that along with a vial of blood and a written apology, you cannot at all expect for the Beehive to stop stinging. Like, it's... That's just not enough, Karrueche.
First of all, they live for this shit. The Beehive loves when y'all fuck up
they
and say
want,
something about B or Blue.
They want just the thought. They want the audacity of you trying Beyonce or anyone Beyonce related, because that's all it takes. Like, Keisha can even come from a shell. Like, like, you just can't do it. But more than any of that, for you to be making a comment about a black baby's natural hair. Mm-hmm. I said it the day that it happened, and I'll say it again. I don't even too much blame Karrueche. I'll get to her. But the bulk of the blame for me lies with whoever wrote that, whoever was at 106 in Park and allowed for that shit to be said. Karrueche aside, Beyonce, Blue Ivy aside, why would you make a joke about a black baby's natural hair on black entertainment television on your same black ass quarter water Jimmy Jazz ass channel on your same motherfucking Dutch Masters ass network? You had the nerve to make a black baby hair joke. Why? Because Beyonce didn't give you a certain performance as well? What were you so mad about? Did you really just think right. This shit was funny? Like, it's I don't
on the
understand.
Same network where y'all produce a show called Black Girls Rock, which is aimed at empowering black girls, y'all niggas decided to write a joke about a baby having natural hair. That is just...
So...
Okay, BET.
Giant fuck you to BET.
And they've done this too many times for me to write it off as a Karrueche. Karrueche was the idiot-ass vehicle for this terrible joke.
Now, here's the thing with Karrueche, right? Sweetie... Don't feel bad for you. If they sting your ass into the next lifetime, call up Erykah Badu and ask her how she got through it, sweetheart, because it's just you. We're just going to have to meet you there. Because I don't like you. Again, here we are with Karrueche and her dumbass decisions.
Yes.
I have said before, sweetheart, I feel like you're cute enough and you seem like a nice girl. You seem, you know, like another just around the way chick from the block, but you just make these dumb decisions. And reading that was one of them. Mm-hmm. Maybe one of the biggest. Reading that is probably dumber than going back to Chris Brown, because at least.
Probably like, so. Because I get the feeling Chris, when next time he leaves her, he's going to leave her ass for good. Like, it was one thing to go back and forth with her when she was really a nobody and her only job was fucking him and hosting parties at the club, but now that she's gotten on Beyonce's bad side, it's like
Rihanna fans hate you.
Rihanna
Chris Brown fans don't care for you too much.
Come on.
Not Beyonce. Who else? You gonna piss off Christians next?
It don't even matter. You done made the name Glad and the Beehive mad, bitch. That's the end of your internet. Like, why? You can't even be on Twitter no more. I wouldn't even look at my mentions.
And you ain't
no
got
more.
Nobody to blame but yourself. Yes, BET was wrong and they were dirty, they whatever. Were. But I find it very hard to believe, first of all, that that was a cold reading and it was the first motherfucking time that you've seen it. I have read off teleprompters before, including teleprompters for Black Ass Entertainment Television. And they usually give you a run through of it before so that you know what you're going to be saying. Because they could put big black bag of boogers on there. You don't know what the fuck is about to be scrolling on that shit. And it's live. So usually between breaks or whatever, they allow you to run through it so that you get comfortable, you know, the speed that you want to go. I just don't feel like you did not at all know that that was a part of it. I feel like you said the shit anyway because they were giving you a check that did not say Chris Brown at the top of it.
Right.
And so you finally felt like, well, let me just do whatever and I'm left. And you didn't even, and then you didn't even like say the shit and be, and be like, oh, well, that was fucked up, or that wasn't very funny, or like, nothing. You laugh, and then, sorry, Blue. Right. Like, you were going to see her ass at Gymboree on Tuesday. You don't know these
like
niggas. Like, like, this is your homegirl. Bitch, you should have said anything and the fuck else. If I would have seen that shit coming up on the teleprompter, even if it was cold and I had never seen it before, I'd have said, let's go to Ollie Williams with the weather. Back to you, Bob. Anything the fuck else.
Anything.
I would not have said that.
Anything. You trying to tell me you saw those words scroll up on the screen and still decided to say them? Now, she swears up and down that they switched it out the last minute and that wasn't on, you know, the paperwork that they gave her beforehand. But, sweetie, when you saw those letters coming up on the screen and realized you were saying them out loud, at no point did you decide to stop yourself. I don't understand. Like, now that whole laugh and everything afterwards, I felt like that was just, you know, her being nervous because she realized, like, the immense mistake that she had just made.
You spend enough time on the internet, and especially enough time on the internet with stans attacking you every day. So I feel like if you are familiar with stans, then you are automatically familiar with the Beehive Bitch because they're the stans. Like, they're being the Beyonce stans, yeah, all the stans. I feel like Beyonce and Britney Spears stans in terms of pop culture artists and their Britney Spears fans and Beyonce fans are the ones that will literally come to your home, mm-hmm, and hurt you. And
and Beyonce stans are the only ones with a reason. Britney stans swear she can still do it, and she just,
that's their goddamn business. But yes, the Beehive can be nutty, they can be crazy, and I don't agree with threatening people's lives over Beyonce. I don't think that it's ever that goddamn serious. But you know that Beyonce fans are crazy. So why wouldn't you, again, just dumb choices, dummy moves. Mm-hmm. This is all Karrueche has seemed to be about. And I want to be able to root for you, girl, because you're just so small and bite-sized and adorable and seem like, you know, your heart's in the right place and Keke Palmer had you crying or whatever the fuck. But here you are again. Dumb decisions.
Making another
just dumb decision.
Dumb decision. And I tried with your ass last week, and Dustin was like, no, ain't nobody got time.
This is why Dustin was going off for 15 solid black ass minutes, because he was trying to explain to us that this bitch, you just don't get it. Like, you don't. So,
Dustin be knowing.
I'm done. This is why bitches call you Crash Bandicoot and Crab Meadow Beach and Crispity Crunchy, mm-hmm, Cash and Reels, everything.
It.
This is why I created all these fucking names for her. I ain't have no fucking respect for you because I didn't understand why you were here. And I felt bad for you after Chris Brown left your ass like the second or seventh time or whatever and went back to Rihanna. And, you know, I just don't feel bad for you at all anymore. Because this isn't even like, mm-mm, Chris Brown. Like, Chris is probably at home and been like, for once, I am not involved,
yes,
with it. Like, I do nothing here. This is not my, because I would have never, as many dumbass decisions as that nigga made, I guarantee you, he would not have said nothing about Blue Ivy's hair.
No.
On or off camera.
Absolutely.
Nope,
the fuck
not me.
Not. Chris has not, like, stepped up and defended her publicly because he knows, like, listen, Karrueche, you dug that grave all on your own, and now you're gonna have to forward roll your little ass right on in it. Like, I ain't going down with you, baby, not this time. So
he probably FaceTimed her from the W, like, I'm not coming home tonight. And you already know why. I done told your ass to just stay home, and I will buy you all of the goddamn Chanel purses and all of the fruit roll-ups that your heart desires. I told you that I would take care. This is exactly why I didn't want you filling out no goddamn W-4s, bitch, because you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Right.
Like, I don't.
Are we supposed to mourn the loss of Karrueche's career? I mean, her illustrious career of doing what exactly? Like, I feel like she sells panties on Instagram. I don't see her as, like, a girl who's out here actually doing anything in the industry, so Oh, well. But I do put, again, most of the blame goes on BET. This is like 85-90%
because
BET. They have done this too many times. They've done this too many times. They did the same shit with August Alsina and them earlier this year. Remember when they had the girl that host asking, and I did.
First of all, why does 106 The Park even still come on? Why does it still come on? All y'all are doing is having these little jing bang ass raggedy New York kids skip school.
Yes.
You know, and they're
because
fucking
the urban youth wanna go shmoney dance. That's why. Shit. That's their vehicle. BET is their outlet. Somebody's watching that shit. It's on the air for some reason. It ain't me, but
Stephen Hill came forward, of course, and apologized and said that the producers, I heard that they were fired or suspended. I heard that 106 Park ain't even supposed to be airing for the rest of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if that's true, Beyonce. Like Beyonce. Because they could have talked about anybody in the fuck else and they wouldn't have shut that shit off.
Right.
Maybe Sasha and Malia. Maybe both. But they wouldn't have been like,
yeah,
I don't.
I think it is off the air, but like it was a scheduled break in programming, and that's mm-hmm. why they had. Right, it's scheduled now. It's on the schedule right now. I don't know about
before.
I bet you
that shit might not be scheduled to come the fuck back because Beyonce hit a button.
Y'all
and that's
tried
the end
it.
Of it.
Y'all tried it. That was
and
just
Beyonce
tasteless.
Aside, like that's just like that's not even. Ugh. And then to like to know the state of the world and the state of this country alone, the state that we're in right now, and to look at BET and NAACP and just like ugh, like y'all ain't even helping,
right? Like there's enough issues facing Black Americans that y'all could be focusing on during this show that targets so many Black youth, but instead y'all making Blue Ivy jokes like her parents are not the biggest fucking entertainers in the world. That's what I don't understand. Who at BET Black Entertainment Television, which needs celebrities. I mean, it's about entertainment. You need celebrity participation. Why would you piss off the two biggest entertainers in the world? Why would you do that? Who over there is that fucking stupid? I need to know.
Blue Ivy sent out a mass text. It was like, we don't fuck 106 in Park. And so you niggas don't either.
Yes. I feel like Cousin Angie got up that day and was like, let me call Viacom. I'm just going to have to go in here. God damn it. I feel like B texted her and was like, girl, handle it. I
handle
can't.
My life, I don't got time for this.
And so Angie was like, okay, Steven, Debbie, listen, one of y'all going to pay for this. And that's just it. Grow the fuck up.
We need the scalp and all 10 fingers delivered in a box. Mm-hmm. By our next business day.
Yes.
And so, I mean, you already know this. This is what happens. I don't even want to have this conversation with y'all niggas. Like, so just send over the blood and the fingers and we're done.
Only then will Blue Ivy be sated so that she can create her voodoo potion and exact her revenge, just like she did for whoever leaked that elevator footage. Like, you know the drill. So just go ahead and send me what
line.
I motherfucking
Fall
want.
Fall in line.
That's it. And you will do it.
Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey are no longer together.
That is so sad.
It's about goddamn time. So here's the thing. Apparently, Nick and Mariah have been living separately since May.
Mm-hmm.
Nick has confirmed this recently, saying there's trouble in paradise. Whatever the fuck. Nigga, was it ever paradise? Or was it a pair of dice? Like, yeah, I was just rolling to see what the odds
were. I mean, because the shit was random from the very beginning. So the fact that you niggas made it 5 or 6 years, just everyone's shocked.
I mean, I'm very proud.
I can't believe it took Mariah this long to see what everybody else has been seeing in Nick, which is that he's too damn goofy and he talks too much. And all this time, y'all been obsessed over Beyonce and Jay-Z, Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey, and ain't been photographed since Easter, and nobody noticed.
And she never bit her tongue in interviews about how much it annoyed her. She mm-hmm. would do, like, she went to the Breakfast Club, and they would bring up Nick Cannon and dumb shit he would say. And she, Nick, he talks too goddamn much. Mm-hmm. Like, she would just
right.
be like, he always, we talk about this all the time, I wish he would just shut his motherfucking ass up, but he doesn't do it. Sip, and then she would just drink her Prosecco.
Yeah.
You know, so apparently he went on Big Boy's show out in California, and they asked him about the top 5 celebrities he slept with.
Oh, yeah, you didn't hear about that when it happened?
Not when it happened.
Yeah, it was gross.
And one of the celebrities that he named, dun, 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 Kim Kardashian. I had no idea that Nick Cannon and
Kim Kardashian got a roster now. She
yeah, I mean, but I don't know if I knew that Nick was on it, or maybe, am I thinking of, who else did Nick Cannon randomly sleep with? Wasn't the cover girl? No, not Victoria's Secret.
I truly don't know.
Was it Adrian Balon? I feel like it might have been a cheetah girl.
Okay.
Maybe it was like one of the girls from Dream.
I can't even begin to assist with this.
It was really random. Was it somebody from Cherish?
Bitch, the fuck?
All I know is that he went on the radio and admitted to fucking Kim Kardashian and was talking about how it didn't work out because she lied about having a sex tape. Which, Nick, you're married. Like, why are you
dwelling on this?
She's married.
Why are you bringing this up? This is so many noses ago for Kim Kardashian. I don't even think she remembers like being with you.
Mariah Carey has gained and lost weight so many times since then.
Just so many.
All of the yo-yo since Kim Kardashian gave pussy to you. So
Several more prominent black penises in that time. You were quite a while ago. And this was Mariah's issue, that he talks too damn much. He says stupid shit like this. Like he doesn't seem to have like really that filter of what you should say when you're married to this global superstar who values her privacy.
I think that I get kind of boggled by Nick Cannon because he is actually very successful.
Mm-hmm. He is.
In his own right.
Crazy successful.
But then he does and says things that seem like something an attention whore would do. Like painting yourself up as a white man. Like making your hair look like a Lisa Frank bag, or painting a Nike check or some dumb shit into it, and then wearing a zoot suit and like some Yu-Gi-Oh wings or whatever. Like he's just always doing something weird. And so I knew eventually Mariah was gonna be like, I have too great of a catalog and I am too legendary
right.
to be dealing with this.
I'm Mariah fucking Carey. I'm not about to sit up here and deal with no nigga who's going around talking about how he loved to fuck Kim Kardashian. Like,
I'm not buying you no more Under Armour and no more motherfucking Jordans. Like, pay first your motherfucking self with your America's Got Talent checks. Mm-hmm. You're fucking T-Nick. Like, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing this anymore. I heard that they're actually friendlier now since when they initially separated. Mm-hmm. You know, for the sake of mathematician and whatever the other
Morse code.
Is. Yeah,
those that's two. Who they are. And, gorgeous babies.
Yeah, so they're just trying to keep it PG for the sake of the two kids.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm supposed to say about this. I heard Mariah was firing everybody after the Elusive Shunts flopped like it did. So I guess Nick
Mariah
was just next in line to get cut off the payroll.
Nothing but struggling to promote and sell this album. She don't have time to be babysitting three kids. Like, she can't do all of this. Mm-hmm. So Mariah is done. And I don't know why people are trying to make it seem like, I've read articles where they're trying to blame her. Like, say, oh, she's a diva and her diva attitude is starting to become detrimental to the kids and they're not. Like, I don't believe
it. It don't sound like
that.
Nick Cannon left Mariah at all, because Nick is the one talking about it in the media. He's the one talking about, oh, there's trouble in paradise.
I have been seeing Mariah Carey doing duets with a beautiful young lady by the name of Miguel, and I have also listened to her album, which was not that bad, but nobody bought it because the promotion was terrible. Mm-hmm. I have seen Nick Cannon dressed up as your good friend Drew Brees, or whoever the fuck he was supposed to be.
Drew Brees!
Motherfucking.
Yeah. I don't know what that was. Put out some album
Josh
called
Hartnett. I don't know who
white
the fuck
people
you thought
music.
You were. Like,
what the hell are you doing, Nick Cannon?
If there's anybody out of these, if I had to guess which one of these two might be raising these kids' eyebrows, I'm a vote daddy. I'm just gonna vote daddy. I'm not in the household, obviously. I don't know none of their goddamn business. But mm-hmm. I feel like, given what I'm seeing, I feel like the children are probably going to be more confused about this alligator print dyed into their daddy's head and not like their mother's gowns.
Right. I really feel like Moroccan and Monroe are rapidly approaching the point of, okay, daddy, you need
They're definitely at shady age.
Like, right. Yeah. I feel like they're getting, like, they're starting to realize he's corny. And they're just okay, like, all right. So daddy is, okay.
This is just our daddy.
So this is, all right. So you're going to be like that. Okay.
He's like Oscar Proud.
Yes.
Like,
he is like
Blank. Like,
he's like, like Oscar proud.
Penny and the kids were just like, well, this is my daddy and I love him.
But
God bless him.
I mean, him and these snacks are terrible.
He's not very good at anything.
His jokes are so bad. And
but, you know.
I mean, he's my dad, though. So, yeah. So, that's them's the breaks.
Last story. So, things got really heated this past week between Curtis Jackson and Floyd Mayweather. You have to calm down. So, for those of you who know, there is this very odd challenge going on called the Ice Bucket Challenge that was started by some people that were trying to spread awareness of ALS.
Mm-hmm.
And it, of course, turned into the just Ice Bucket Challenge, where niggas are now just challenging their friends to pour buckets of ice water on each other.
Right.
And not at all acknowledging the sickness that this whole thing was created for. Not at all donating money. Mm-hmm. Now you niggas are just wasting water. So, fine.
Although I think they've collected millions in donations.
Oh, no. So. They've collected a lot of money.
It's done very well, but now it's like an internet meme.
Yeah, now it's just a meme.
Right, it's getting there.
So apparently 50 Cent says that Floyd Mayweather at some point called him irrelevant in an interview. So he challenged Floyd. He said $750,000 to a charity if Floyd could read a page out of any Harry Potter book out loud. I laughed for approximately 48 hours.
I was going to say 45 minutes, but 48 hours is, yeah, I could see that too.
Just because I had no idea... I'm not surprised, but like for this, someone who knows him so closely and personally to basically be like, but nigga, you can't read. It was just like, it's so mean, but so funny at the same time.
Right, exactly. It's one of those things you really feel bad for laughing about.
Until our good old friend Charlamagne and the great folks at the Breakfast Club. This is the worst part about it. I feel like somebody at Power was like, nigga, read this. And they just gave it to Charlamagne because you know Charlamagne don't care. Like, Charlamagne's like, you want me to do what? Sure, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Like, he doesn't... I don't
piss off
like,
who? Not a problem.
Because it wasn't even a Breakfast Club drop. It was for iHeart, I think. I mean, it's Clear Channel.
Right.
I literally feel like somebody had that laying around in the office there and knew that Charlamagne would read it because he don't give a fuck. And he was like, I'll sure do it.
Yes.
So...
Release the tape.
They released this tape of... I'm Floyd Mayweather. Okay. I'm Floyd Mayweather. I'm Floyd Mayweather. And it was just, it kind of goes on for, it goes on like that for a while. I thought that I was going to laugh. It felt more like I had gas. Like, it was just, it was very uncomfortable.
Okay.
I couldn't stop cringing. I was just waiting for the moment to pass. I don't even think that I finished it. It was so hard. Go to show. Yourstripes.org. Like, it was
the worst.
Hard to listen to.
Charlamagne ain't shit for putting that out, and he knows it.
It was really, really hard to listen to, so I couldn't even like crack the jokes off the way that I wanted to. But at the same time, I don't feel bad if he's embarrassed because Floyd Mayweather is a dick.
He's a terrible
illiteracy
person.
In itself is not funny, especially not in the Black community. But I don't feel bad for Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather is an asshole. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
this is the same person who posted an abortion quote unquote receipt, whatever the fuck that is. I don't know if it's itemized or what. I don't
who
know
is,
what
like,
you get. But
been in and out of police custody for being.
Terrible
women.
Nigga. Like, he's a horrible person.
On Instagram, having random light-skinned bitches bathe him.
Right.
Like, he's just
a gross...
Much.
Ugh.
You know?
Right. But
his publicist,
at the same time, this is not funny.
It's not. But his publicist and, like, a couple of Floyd Mayweather stans, which everyone's got them, came forward and said, no... Floyd Money Mayweather can read. It's the money team. Like, I don't know. Whatever. And they released these clips of him reading scripts for, like, fights and stuff. And he sounded fine. So maybe he really does just have issues with fluency or something.
Okay.
I know. I damn sure do. I don't know. But if a nigga can't read, I'm not surprised about it.
No, not at all.
I
didn't find it amusing, but I did listen to it about...
Mark Lamont Hill made a great point, which is that
times.
50 Cent is... Not a shining example
not
of
exactly
the English language
a scholar,
either.
His damn self.
So.
Like, sir, you really challenging somebody to read right now? Like, I mean.
I just love, like, because them going back and forth is like, It would be like if we went back and forth. Because they know each other. Like,
right. Like, it would be petty and stupid. Like, y'all, come
even
on,
50
y'all.
Admits, you know, like, he's one of the greatest to, you know, step into the ring of our time. And, you know, like, he's just, like, my little brother. And he stepped out of line. And he knows. And I know. Like, it's like, petty. Like,
yeah, it is.
It's so, it's entertaining for me to watch it. But.
Or maybe 50 Cent feels bad since, you know, somebody else took it a step further and actually released audio of Floyd being unable to read. Like, maybe he's like, oh, I didn't mean for the joke to.
Yeah,
because
he definitely dialed it back a little bit. But then he released some photo of an alleged letter that he wrote to Tiny. And it was written the way that people write letters for Fantasia.
Yeah, it was.
So, you know, that was pretty real? Bad. I don't think it was real at all. No.
I saw a fake response from Floyd.
I mean, 50 posted it.
Oh, so 50 Cent really did post that.
Yeah.
That's what I meant by real.
But I don't think
like,
that...
Was it a real letter?
No.
Like, no, of course not.
And I wouldn't be surprised if he deleted it since then. Who fucking knows? But the whole thing...
Y'all got too much money for this.
Floyd's actual response was something like, I think he posted some pictures of like the last couple of checks that he got from his boxing matches, which obviously is a shit ton of money.
Yeah, but...
I just want to make a real quick point here for victims.
But
what is up with all of you niggas who will play the victim when you're not, and then the moment where you have the chance to actually be the victim and handle it in a way that will be like endearing and get people to, you know,
right,
feel a nice, because you could have handled this a million ways. You could have been like, you know what, I actually can read, but that's not even the point here. Laughing at illiteracy is tacky and it's immature, and I'm actually going to donate money to,
yeah,
like Reading is Fundamental or the African Library Project or Building for Books. Like some,
yes,
like,
I challenge you to answer your son's phone calls. That's what you should have.
Like
said.
Not even being petty though. Like you could have actually taken this for a moment and just been like a good person. I'm like, you know what? This
like,
is fucked
really
up.
Like rising above.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna donate just a slice of all of this money I'm so willing to show off about, because I'm the money team. I'm going to donate it to an organization that, you know, that's here for reading and literacy.
Right.
And you didn't do that. You just showed off about how much money you got. We already knew you were rich, nigga. Like,
which kind of makes me, it feels like it reinforces 50 Cent's point. Like, the entire argument, I mean, like, the whole joke here is that you can't read, and you responded by posting pictures of money. Like, but what do that, so A plus A equals sausages? Because, girl, I'm so confused about the decision you just chose to make. Why would you, okay. So this is why, I mean, like, really, am I supposed to have sympathy for Floyd Mayweather? No.
I don't have
If
any.
It was any, well, not anybody else, but most other people, like any random person who couldn't read, obviously I would not find that funny.
If I found out that Joe Budden was illiterate, I wouldn't feel bad for his motherfucking ass
No,
either.
And I didn't feel it's bad just, when I found out his dumb ass is in jail right now either. On
well, I
Twitter.
Don't think he's in jail right now, but he was definitely in jail for some shit and then said some dumb, like, real women never call cops. Like, I wish y'all would just leave us alone. I wish that, like, there was some kind of, like a team of vigilantes that... Like, anonymous, but their whole thing was to unplug you from the internet. Like, I wish that, like...
Yes!
There was, like, a team of online vigilantes or hacktivists or whatever you call it. That
mm-hmm.
Their whole mission is to unplug the internet or internet access from a select few niggas online.
Yes.
Because just some of you just shouldn't have it.
But Joe Budden needs to be at the top of that list. Because every time he logs on, it's something dumb.
And he is, like... Twitter nigga messiah.
He
like,
really
he is their Moses.
He is. He is the blueprint of ain't shitness. Mister, I did something great once 15
Parting
years ago and I'm gonna ride
sense.
That until the wheels fall off. Like, that is really, that is literally Joe Budden. Girls who don't have anything to live for stay posted up in his mentions hoping to get noticed.
And I saw bitches, like, I saw bitches tweeting him back talking about, I don't know the number to the cops and I, you know,
I don't mind nothing.
I know how to make easy math.
Yes.
And I got calluses on my knees, so I don't mind being down there for too long. Like,
I don't have no gag reflex.
Damn,
okay,
don't
girl.
Nobody love you?
Like nobody, sis? Like, just nobody at all? It reminds me of them girls after Chris Brown whooped Rihanna's ass. Those girls who were like, I mean, you could beat me up. I ain't going to cry over no few little punches. And
cutting for Bieber.
I could take... Like, what?
Y'all are stupid.
It just, y'all, come on now. You just, I wish somebody had taught y'all to just give a shit about yourselves. It's clear no one did. But, yeah, I don't have no sympathy for niggas like Joe Budden or Floyd Mayweather when they get into this shit, because they have just proven themselves time and time again to be worthless. So, oh, well, fuck you.
Sorry.
I mean, I'm not, but,
I mean, yeah. If Taylor Swift was illiterate, I'd probably feel bad if I heard the video. I mean, I would feel bad.
Okay, we're going to go with that.
Sure. So those are the hot topics, and I'm finished. And we're going to take a break now and do more work. And I'm a nice person, I promise. Not, well, okay. Hey guys, don't forget to check out our sponsors over at Hulu. We love them so much. And as always, if you go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead, you can get a free extended trial for 2 weeks and access to all of their awesome content. That's over 150,000 titles. And they've got shows like Sailor Moon Crystal, which I love very much. That's my little niche side of things. But they've also got huge shows like Dancing with the Stars. They've got Community. They've got The Mindy Project, New Girl, Scandal, and much more.
Yeah, guys, you can check out the current season of great shows like The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. And they just did a great wrap up of what's going on in Ferguson. So you can check them out. You can also see shows like Modern Family, Bob's Burgers. And then you can also see every episode of great shows like Law & Order SVU, Survivor, The Cosby Show, Everybody Hates Chris. Again, it's normally $7.99 a month, but we are hooking you guys up with a free 2 week trial. You can check out Hulu on so many different devices like the Xbox, the PlayStation 4, the Roku, on your mobile device, on your tablet. There's so many different ways. And then, of course, on your computer. I love using my Apple TV to watch Hulu. So HuluPlus.com/TheRead. That will get you a free 2 week trial. We know you are going to see something that you love. So head on over and enjoy.
That's right. HuluPlus.com/TheRead. Go check them out and tell them Chris Lincoln Fury sent you. All right. So we're back. It's time for the listener letters.
Yes, it is. Send y'all's questions to asktheread@gmail.com. Really quickly, we did get an update from the girl who sent in that question last week about her friend who talks just like you do.
Okay.
And I think, you know, we were all trying to convince Dustin that he was taking it the wrong way, because he was actually taking it the wrong way.
Dustin was influenced.
Dustin was... maybe a little bit rowdier than he would have been under normal circumstances.
I mean, I understood what he was saying,
so, right. No, but she apologized for offending you, Dustin. So hopefully now you can go ahead and let her back into your heart. Our first...
After he called her an old bitch.
I mean, it was just like come on, Dustin. We don't even know this
girl. I don't even know why you want him to, like...
come on.
I love Dustin, but he called you a bitch, girl. Like, I'd be over it.
So anyway, like, I mean, it's real, but our first question this week comes from Anonymous, and she says, about a year ago, me and this guy connected via Instagram. I know, but we shared an affinity for the same kind of music, and he was interesting and funny. We would text, talk, flirt, exchange risque photos, and etc. I would wake up to good morning texts and go to sleep to good nights. Not saying we were falling in love, but we had a cool little friendship that we were building. The last time I spoke with him was last month when he texted me. Now, right there, that seems strange to me because...
yeah.
She skips to... Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
today I get on Instagram, and because we're from the same area, we know some of the same people, and... we have a mutual friend. The friend of...
Jesus.
The friend posted a video of a bride and groom entrance into their wedding, and it was the same guy that I've been talking to.
Yes, ma'am.
This liar never mentioned a girlfriend, never posted pictures of her or anything. So, okay. This is where the plot thickens. His wife...
This is where the plot thickens?
That, when I read it, I was like, I'm sorry, am I... Did it not already get to like cold oatmeal status?
Okay.
But this is where it gets real. His now wife is related to a friend of mine. Should I say something to her or should I just keep on with my business? I sent him a nice congratulations text and then blocked him because I don't have time for his bullshit.
Where did she meet this nigga?
On Instagram. So she...
Were you scrolling through like your cousin's followers or something? Was it based on people you know?
I don't know how y'all meet people on Instagram. I've never met anyone on Instagram. I don't know how that is even... how does that even happen? I don't even know how you could strike up a relationship with someone via Instagram. I don't see
I
like the logistics.
I really tried to give you an answer here that made sense.
Okay.
I think that you can meet... I don't know. Meeting someone on Instagram just doesn't sound like... Like, English-wise, like, it makes sense. Like,
right. I'm thinking of, like, words. Like, what...
I feel that you can familiarize yourself with someone
okay.
through Instagram and maybe grow like an interest there. And then from Instagram, maybe you can exchange contact info and then okay. keep in touch. I wouldn't expect anything from it.
Doesn't like, everybody pretty much just follow celebrities and their friends and family on Instagram anyway?
No. This is why I'm trying to explain to people that I don't really understand that end of social media. I'm intrigued. I'd love to date and meet and such which and have.
Right.
However, it's just...
I mean, but meeting on like Twitter is one thing because you communicate all day. But Instagram is just pictures. How do you?
Well, Instagram, you are allowed to, you know, if you want to be that guy, leave those long Danity Kane ass captions that are five fucking pages long, where you can't even scroll to the next goddamn picture because the whole page is this nigga's caption about lemons or something.
Ain't like. Nothing that important to sit up there and type up on Instagram.
I mean, but then you also have Instagram Direct, where you can have private chats with people, and again, mm-hmm. those aren't limited. So, I mean, the opportunity to quote-unquote meet somebody and chat with them on Instagram is absolutely there. I just wouldn't expect much. I don't even know who it is I'm following now. But every time I go to that shady-ass Explore page, I'm always seeing naked. I'm always seeing nude. I always see naked. I see it all the time, and I don't mind it at all. But then, like...
Okay.
The thing for me is with Instagram, if you follow somebody, that's fine. Why not? They posting pictures. They know they fine, probably. And they're posting a whole bunch of pictures showing off their fineness. So if you want to look at this fine
really
bitch.
Do interact with their followers like that?
I mean, some of them probably do. Because this is the thing, right? I'll be on Explore just trying to search for a hashtag or one of my friends' pages. And immediately I'm accosted with like butt cheeks. Yeah. Just straight off the bat. And I'm not even talking about women here. I'm talking about niggas.
Yeah, like, no. That's exactly what I assumed.
These queens are right like. Just right.
Yes, I'm certain that that's a thing.
And I'm not because, honey.
But who are you following on Instagram?
Great. I don't know.
Liking those pictures.
Because it always says based upon. It doesn't say based on photos you like. It say based on people you follow.
Yeah.
So I'm like, who the fuck am I following? Because I don't really see like. I don't think that I follow anybody that posts like naked photos.
It's probably Dustin.
Ooh.
Because Dustin's Instagram comments are where Christianity goes to die.
They
are filthy.
Are in Dustin's comments.
Women and men alike. It's like
50-50. Basically just like, I sent you a picture of my sphincter. I don't know if you got it. It's in your IG direct box.
Yes.
Like, damn. You know,
yes,
so that's
Dustin,
what I'm saying.
My birth canal is in your IG direct.
Here you
whenever
go.
You get a chance.
Y'all are
nasty.
I'm a little shocked. I don't know. But... I will go to those pages, right, and I'll see just, like, several naked pictures. And then they have all these thousands of followers.
Of
and then
course.
There's all of this
of
flirting
course.
And these, you know, dirty emojis and things that happen. So I figure that people probably do use apps like Instagram
okay.
for, you know, dating purposes. The same way you could use Instagram, you know, to promote your blog or sell dresses with 500 holes in them. So...
I think it's the social aspect of Instagram that kind of threw me off because other than like liking pictures and randomly leaving comments, I just don't really use it that
Yeah, but
much.
That's because you go to Instagram for a completely different thing. You know, like some people really just go there because they want to look at funny shit like Vine.
Right.
You know, some people just want to laugh at memes. Some people want to post, you know, their workout
Got
photos
it.
Before
Got
and
it.
After.
Yeah.
And some people want a trick. And I'm not judging you. I'm not judging you for it. It's just sometimes I get so taken aback by how much you niggas be sharing. Like, leave a little to the imagination. Like,
right. What? I've seen some stuff, normally something that you or Asante or somebody else has linked to me where I'm just like, so these kids don't give a fuck about Google Cash or, I mean, so this is just not even... You're not remotely concerned.
The pages don't even be private.
A lot of y'all don't know you have your sharing settings on so that even if your Instagram is private, it's still going to your Facebook and your Twitter and anybody who clicks the link can see the pictures. Like, okay. Like,
listen,
y'all got to be more careful with your shit.
I'm a fan.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not saying don't do it. I'm saying be careful.
Every now and then I take a peek into Explore and I'm faced with a new, it's like Jet Beauty of the Week. It's just like it's all the time.
Somebody's ass.
But what I'm saying is, again, I would never want to, like, not to say that I don't think I would ever seriously date someone that I first encountered through Instagram, because I think it's possible. I just wouldn't set, like, I wouldn't expect it. You know, if I saw somebody and I met them on Instagram and we exchanged whatever, I wouldn't be surprised if the nigga ended up married. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So,
right. So the fact that you are just wrapped up in this insane story of this man that you dated.
Sweetheart, the last time he texted you was, the last time you spoke to him was through text a month ago.
So I think right then you should have known that any expectations you previously had were destroyed. I mean, because clearly y'all were never in a relationship in the first place, and he was definitely crossing the line with you sending these pictures and talking and texting and all this shit, but I feel like he broke up with you that month ago. Did he not? I mean, if a nigga ever dated his,
because if he's married, like, he was, you have to, he was having fun with you, and he's a dog. Like,
yeah,
don't
get me
wrong.
Girl, he's garbage.
He's a dog, but this is what I'm saying. If you have an Instagram, Kick, Snapchat, whatever, Twitter, and you're looking to do that, just have fun with it. You may end up in a situation where you're like, huh, I'd like to see where things go past this. But approach it somewhere where you're just having fun. You ain't sweating none of these niggas, because Instagram is not, it's not the place to find it. I feel like the odds of you finding somebody that you really kick it with and fuck with and have like a long lasting relationship on Instagram,
it just doesn't seem very likely, because like, Instagram, I feel like, is based off vanity most times. Like,
you probably got a better chance of having Qdoba with Blue Ivy herself.
And as far as like,
and her paying for it,
as far as snitching to his wife is concerned, I don't see the point. Like, that's just basically you acting on your hurt feelings, and yeah, that's negative energy you don't want to put out into the world, girl.
And she'll find out that he ain't shit regardless.
She
like
will.
You don't have to,
you ain't
got to
play a part in
that
at all.
So learn something from this. I just wanted to quote Ty Banks.
Yes, girl. All right. Amen. Moving on. Our next question comes from Lindsay, and it says, hey, Crystal and Kid Fury. I heard Kid Fury talking about the cancellation of Community on one of your episodes, and I want to know which three shows each of you would bring back that have been canceled. For me, I would pick Don't Trust the Bee and Apartment 23, Pushing Daisies,
God,
and Happy Endings.
One.
Listen, I was just on Twitter the other day talking about how I'm still pissed about Happy Endings being canceled, because I
never got into
it.
Happy Endings.
I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
I only watched like two episodes every now and then when it would be on. I feel like Happy Endings used to come on either right before or right after a show that I really liked. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes I'd watch it, but I didn't know what was going on. It was just funny to me anyway. And I thought, maybe one day I'll get into this, and then they canceled it. So I was like, okay, girl, well, whatever.
Right. I felt like that show, the actors themselves had like a great chemistry, and the comedic timing between them was just really fantastic. And a lot of them have been just kind of shuffled off to other shows since then, and they're just as good on those other shows.
The funny thing is,
the
only reason I was interested in watching it in the first place is because Damon Wayans Jr. is on it.
Yes.
And he started on New Girl, like the pilot of New Girl. He was on it. He,
yes, I think
I think the guy's name is Lamorne Davis, who plays, he plays Winston on New Girl, and he replaced Damon on after the pilot, because Damon went to Happy Endings. And so after Happy Endings got canceled, he came right back, and
right.
Now he literally has a recurring role on New Girl again.
That's crazy.
So they have these two black men on the main cast. I'm like, okay, yes, I'm actually here for this.
Right, like, I'm a fan of that, even though I'm not necessarily a fan of New Girl itself.
But I mean, your question, I would definitely bring back Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23 as well.
Yeah,
I
that
feel
was
like
pretty
that
good.
Was one of the it was so funny. Kristen Ritter demolished that role of just being a complete sociopathic weirdo.
Right.
It was really
funny. I gave it a chance, it was pretty good. But just based off the premise and everything, I was like, that show looks like garbage. I just didn't see the appeal of it. But
right.
I gave it a chance, it was really good. And then, of course, NBC canceled it, so.
And there was that.
And that was that.
Community is actually coming back to Yahoo. So I won't say Community since... technically it's coming back, mm-hmm. which is fine. I mean, 6 seasons in a movie, and that's all I'm here for. What else got canceled?
Another one of my favorites is GCB, Good Christian Bitches, that was on a few years ago, and it was flawless. It was just, everything about it was so good. Kristen Chenoweth was on it, and it was just, it was well written. The actors,
religious conservatives in this country were like, get this on right now.
Yeah.
Get rid of it today.
The Texans were not having, I mean, it was entirely too honest.
It was very, very honest.
They did not appreciate just how real that fucking show was, but it was hilarious, and it was every, and they talked shit about Taylor Swift, so.
I have the first and only season on
it
DVD,
was
so I'm good.
So good. That was probably the only show when it was canceled that I was in legit shock. Like, how can you take something this magnificent off the air? It was my absolute favorite show. I'm still mad. Whoever got to ABC and got them to change their minds on that, I'm just so pissed.
I can't think of shows that were canceled right now. I feel like most of the shows that got canceled that pissed me off, they came back and then they were like The Game.
Yeah.
Like when The Game was canceled on CW, I literally wrote letters, like emails. Like I was pissed. I was pissed. And then they said, oh, BT's bringing it back. And I was like, what? But then Mariah was like, it's the same producers and the same writers and the same cast. It's going to be the same show on a different network. No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
So.
It was much worse.
You know, I'm really not even, I don't even give a fuck if The Game comes back again because I have the good seasons on DVD.
There you go. That's all that really matters. I don't know if I can
Martin
think of a third show.
Martin wasn't canceled.
No, Martin ended, but that was...
It needed to.
Yeah, it was time.
It was, yeah, they were going through a lot.
I do appreciate, I remember Will Smith, when Fresh Prince was canceled, I was blown away by that because
Fresh Prince was canceled?
Well, yeah, I mean, well, it ended. It was not like the network made the decision. Will Smith made the decision because he was like, he wanted to go out on top.
Oh,
and
right.
Like not have that one super shitty season, and they were already
like
pushing
Family
it
Matters.
With light skin and Viv. They were already pushing it with.
Does anybody remember light skin on Harriet?
Yes, I sure do. I sure do remember light skin Harriet.
Six whole episodes.
That was. Listen, they should have just let it go. They really should have. Everybody was too
and
old.
And she actually left for the... Joan Marie Payton left that show for the same reason. She was like, girl, they done made this shit the Urkel show. It's Jump the Shark.
Right.
You're supposed to be traveling through time and fucking teleporting to Paris and shit. And anybody got time for that? I'm going home.
Y'all done made it completely ridiculous. I think Esther Rose said the same thing about Good Times because it turned into the JJ show and it was just basically him being a big ass coon as opposed to some of like the more conscious episodes that they were putting out in the earlier season. Because I have... every single episode of Good Times on DVD, the whole series.
Right.
I stand for it. But you can definitely tell the drop off in quality after John and Esther left. It's like, oh my God, what
I
is this?
I can't think of anything good that was canceled right now. I know that every time I think of a canceled show, I always remember this really random show on MTV that came on called Spider Games. And it was like a soap opera. I don't even remember how. I may have been like 10. I just remember it was like the first time I was devastated by a cancellation. It was just a terror. I'm sure if I watched it today I'd be embarrassed. But back then, I was so hurt. And this show called The Event that I want to say came on NBC very briefly. And it had
that
Blair
sounds
Underwood.
Familiar.
It's on Netflix. And I feel like I was really just pissed about that because they left so much to the imagination. It was like they were going to answer all of these weird sci-fi questions and they never did because eventually it was like the network was like, you're taking too long to get to the point.
Right.
Get rid of it. We don't have time. Get it off. So I don't know. I can't really think of any other shows that got canceled that I would bring back.
Yeah. Okay. Well, do you want to do one more or should we go
yes.
ahead and call? Okay. Our last question comes from Jennifer. And I actually can't remember if we've answered this before. Like not this... from her, but the same question. And it says, since we were all slayed by King B on Sunday, my question is, what is your favorite live Beyonce performance of all time? And what is your favorite Beyonce tour? And I feel maybe we've answered that, but I don't know.
It's a Beyonce question, so odds are we have in some form or fashion answered this already. But, yeah, we have. I'm sure that I said my favorite live performance is when she did Deja Vu at the BET Awards.
Okay, and your favorite tour? Because
that's when I stand. Mm-hmm. For that's when I was like, oh, okay, I get it. Now that's when, and I guess my favorite tour would be On the Run.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm. Because it
was good. It was fantastic.
It was like her shows. If you watch the older DVDs, her shows have always been good, but she's come a long way.
Yeah,
especially
she has.
Since Parkwood and her managing herself and working with all these different photographers and videographers and shit from mm-hmm. all over the world.
Oh, her quality has gone
the
up.
The quality of her show
exponentially, yeah.
Has like skyrocketed. So I feel like the Mrs. Carter show was my favorite Beyonce show.
Mm-hmm.
But then On the Run just incorporated all of these really cool yeah. elements and songs from Beyonce, which is one of my favorite Beyonce albums. And then I also got to see Jay-Z.
Yeah.
And I got to see a ton of Blue Ivy footage. And then being there and being wasted. And it was just a really fun experience.
Yeah.
So that was my favorite tour.
I think I've said before that my favorite live performance is Crazy in Love at the I Am World Tour. Every single time I see it, every time I hear it, it's just, it takes me there. It's flaw free.
I don't even have to see it. Like, I have the CD when I hear it.
It's so good.
You know, every run.
Yes.
You know,
the live audio, you have to look it up. It's just like, bitch, why do you have to be this way? Like,
just.
Or maybe the Single Ladies performance from a few years ago. I think it was the VMAs. It may have been the VMAs.
The one with all that red on?
Yes, and the whole with the, wait, was it all the red? The performance of Single Ladies when she had like that army of bitches? It was like,
yes.
Yes, I loved that. I thought that was so good. But my favorite tour is the Mrs. Carter show. Like, On the Run was phenomenal in every way, and it gave me a new appreciation for Jay-Z. But Mrs. Carter, I was literally on my feet in tears the entire time.
When we went, it was right before the album. So, like, the European, the London crowd, they got the new music for their Mrs. Carter show, like the revival or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then we got it in
like
On the Run.
Second go round.
Right.
Right.
So I feel like that Mrs. Carter show, it was an excellent show, but it was.
Yeah, there was no new music other than Grown Woman. Right.
Because she knew she was about to come back here and do this tour with Jay. So right. I don't know. Whatever. Beyonce, yes. The answer is yes.
Yes.
So those are the questions.
Perfect and great at all times.
Awesome.
Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com and we'll be right back.
Hey guys, as always, do not forget to go check out our sponsors at NatureBox. If you go to naturebox.com/TheRead, you'll get 50% off of your first package from them. NatureBox, as we've told you, is a really, really cool subscription service that sends you really delicious, smart snacks. They've got sriracha cashews, plantain chips. One of my favorites is the Santa Fe corn sticks. They're so delicious. There's no high fructose corn syrup, no artificial colors and flavors. Just really, really good stuff. It tastes so good. If you love to snack like myself, you need to check them out.
Yeah, guys, you can get things like dried fruits, whole wheat fig bars, all kinds of granola. You can get savory or sweet, anything you want. You can pick out the snacks you'd like, or you can have them send you a rotating surprise box every month. You can pick up different sizes available depending on if it's just for you or if you're going to be kind and share it with family and friends and coworkers. So head on over to naturebox.com/TheRead to get 50% off your very first box. Check out the great selections and find out what's best for you. We know you're going to love it. We absolutely love them over there. It's great convenience and the snacks taste great. So naturebox.com/TheRead for 50% off your very first box.
That's right. naturebox.com/TheRead. Check them out now and let us know what you think. And let's finish our show. So it's time for the read.
It is.
And I'm ready.
Okay. Do you want me to go first or do you want to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
So very simple. Very quick. All you niggas. I have to say that first because I just feel like it makes you brace yourself.
Yeah.
So you just never know what's about to come out of my mouth. But no, this is very simple and I feel like it's nothing outrageous or complicated. It's more about common courtesy.
Mm-hmm.
When you approach a group of people, because you recognize one of them. You're friends with one of them.
Oh, God.
And you approach them to say hello, hey, hi, whatever to your friend. Acknowledge everyone. I'll just speak for myself then.
Okay.
When you come up to a group of me and my niggas, I don't give a fuck if you never seen me, never heard of me at all. Say hello, my name is blank. Period. That's common courtesy.
Right.
You can't just walk up to some niggas and because you seen this one or, oh, that's my friend or whatever, we all standing together or sitting together and you just go, hi, ha, ha, whatever, and then walk off. Or what's worse, try and like, join the group or slip into this little group or whatever and don't nobody know who the fuck you are. You haven't said hello or anything to anybody. Sweetheart, nobody knows who you are. Now, on the other end of things, if this is your friend, my friend I'm speaking to, if your friend, your acquaintance, your whomever comes over to say hello, what you really should do is introduce me and whoever else is there to the person.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, y'all, this is my friend, such and such friend, this is so on and so forth. From that point forward, it don't matter what the fuck happens because you have done your part. If a side eye is thrown, if there's shade on the fucking panel, if these bitches just don't get along, that ain't got nothing to goddamn do with you because mm-hmm. you have done what you needed to do. But I'm letting you and everybody else know, if you come to a group and you see one of your friends,
oh,
and I am sitting there, you say something to, not just me, you say something to everyone. You could just say a general, oh, hey, hi, y'all,
hey,
I'm
y'all.
Such.
Right.
That's it. Like you,
that's really it. Do people walk up to entire groups and just coldly insert themselves
yes,
into a
conversation?
Because
it just happened to me recently, and it happens quite a lot, especially when I'm around specific people. But,
oh, Lord.
Again, it's nothing personal. I don't feel like you need to say hi to me because, oh, that's Kid Fury. Or I don't give a fuck about none of this shit. It's common fucking courtesy. I'm not going to walk into somebody else's situation or someone else's gathering and just be like, oh, what up? That's Crystal. Hey, y'all. Hey, Asante. Whatever. That's why I'd be so quick to be like, who is going to be there? Or what's happening?
Okay.
Because I know that I have moments where I don't want to say no goddamn bad. I don't want to say no hi, hello. I don't want to be friendly. I don't want to do none of that shit. So I stay my motherfucking ass at home. So avoid all of that shit. If you don't want to do it, text that nigga. Don't come over here and then just sit. That's rude. Like, it's, who the fuck do you think you are, frankly? So what's going to happen is, you gonna sit up here and act like you don't see me. And I'm going to very loudly say, hi, I am Fury. Well, my actual name. I am, like, I'm gonna be just very, like, obnoxious with it. Because how dare you? Like, come on. Practice some regular, common courtesy. Hello, my name is, it's nice to meet you, even if it's not. That's just what the fuck you do. That's what I would fucking do, even if I didn't want to say hi to you niggas. It's like walking into somebody's goddamn house and not acknowledging them because your cousin is there. Are you stupid?
Right. Exactly.
That's my read.
I enjoy it.
And whosoever don't like it can suck a tank.
I can't wait to hear the backstory behind this. I'm certain it's something you have to tell me. When
I mean, it's
not
that deep.
Mics,
it's just something that happens a lot. Like, it happens a lot.
It's
and I'm
a
actually,
specific segment of the population that seems to have a problem with this the most. Like, it's not, I don't feel like people in general are just walking up to other groups and being rude like that. Like, I almost feel like it's a deliberate thing. Like, it's kind of like, I know who you are, but I don't want to acknowledge you kind of shade, or I don't really see it for her, so I'm just not going to speak to the whole group. Like, I feel like it's,
and that's
like that.
Fine. But again, don't come over here. Text them. iMessage, Snapchat, Instagram. You have all of these different modes of communication that you can utilize to get in contact with this person. But if you, like, if you don't see it for me, guess what? I'm with your friend. So you better speak to your friend some other motherfucking time, because if you're not going to say something, I'm going to say something. And if I have to say something, you're not going to like it.
Everybody will be upset, so please don't let me speak.
It's not even that fucking complicated. Like, ain't nobody gonna bite your head off for saying hello. Just say hi. Introduce yourself. No one's ever... It happens a lot. And I'm always the one... It seems like I'm always the one who will be like, oh, well, hello. Hi. It's nice to meet you as well.
Yeah, it is you, because you...
Because I don't give a fuck about none of that shit, bitch. Act like you got some fucking home training.
All
right. Act like you got a fucking grandma who had plastic on her goddamn sofa, bitch. Act like you got somebody who told you something. I'm finished.
Okay. So my read this week goes out to Kylie Jenner and Kendall Jenner.
What are those?
And Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
Three people who sell their personal lives for attention and money, which, you know, not a bad job if you can get it, but that's what they do. It's difficult to be outclassed at the VMAs by Miley Cyrus. Like, that's something that just occurred to me. Miley Cyrus was actually far more classy at the VMAs than any of the Kardashian sisters were. I don't know if you saw this part because you came in late and didn't seem like you really gave a shit, but
no.
Miley won some award for something. Instead of going up there, she sent like a homeless man who read a speech about like the organization that he was representing and raising awareness and all this. And so even though it kind of felt like contrived and like a deliberate way to kind of like apologize for acting a monkey doodle fucking fool at last year's VMAs, it was still a good cause. Now, again, I feel like the bar is low when I'm asking you to just be as classy as Miley Cyrus at the VMAs.
Pretty low.
But these bitches found a way to be disrespectful at a show where people in attendance were wearing denim. Like, this is not a classy affair.
All denim.
Like, all denim and gold cornrows. Like
denim gowns.
There was no dress code here. You could have... But the behavior is what I'm getting to.
Okay.
So Common was at the VMAs, and he got on stage and brought up the events going on in Ferguson and asked for the crowd to just take a moment of silence for Michael Brown and the people of Ferguson and the protests and everything that's been going on. It's been so crazy. And so everybody, of course, went silent. Like, I'm at home, but even I took the moment of silence, like I feel like a whole lot of other people did, because it's a small thing. It's just, we're asking you to just stop whatever the fuck you're doing and just focus on this for a brief moment.
Just don't say anything.
It's not a lot. We're not taking up a lot of airtime. MTV ain't trying to pay for all that. We get it.
You don't have much to say.
It's brief. It's fine. No big deal. Seems like literally everybody else in the audience is capable of doing this except these Kardashian hoes. Because, of course, the camera is looking for people at this moment to embarrass.
Right. Duh.
It's a simple thing. This is MTV. A lot of people are watching this. Ferguson is a huge news story. We're looking for people to fuck up right now. And who better to deliver on a fuck up than the Kardashians? The camera pans to these hoes, and they are sending nudes on Instagram or sending some DMs on Twitter. They're reblogging themselves on Tumblr. They're texting, whatever the fuck. Kim is sending North like little messages direct to her crib. Whatever these hoes are doing, it's not partaking in the moment of silence. And so then everybody's like, oh, well, maybe it's a delay. And then MTV's like, no, there are no significant delays. Like, the show is the show is airing as planned. So what you see is what's going on. Like, Blue Ivy is not doing the flawless hand 5 minutes after it happened. Like, this is basically real time. So yes, you hoes are taking a moment of silence to look at your telephones and be engaged in whatever superficial bullshit is on them. And we already don't ask for shit from y'all. The only thing we've asked of the Kardashians is to go the fuck away.
Yeah, we've literally asked for like the opposite.
We're not asking for contributions in any way. We'd like all of you to get on the first thing to hell and just leave Penelope and Mason and North behind. We don't care if the rest of you just incinerate. You could vanish into thin air. We're not asking y'all to do any good for the world. But when somebody else is taking a moment of silence to acknowledge an American fucking tragedy, like this very real, insane bullshit going on right here in America, you bitches cannot even be bothered to put your fucking iPhones away for like a grand total of 8 seconds and focus on something that's not you. Like, how? I understand vanity and being self-absorbed and not giving a shit about anything around you, but Kim, you posted a blog just a few months ago talking about, now that you have this half black baby, you care so much about race. And obviously Kanye's always talked about it, and you've never really given a damn because black dick too bomb. But now that you have this black baby, all of a sudden it's something you have to give a fuck about. You're the one who made it seem like you were going to be so race conscious now, and like you just had this better understanding of how fucked up things are. So when something racial happens, I know you know about this.
People took that seriously.
Know about this. It's like they can't like, what? Like, a moment of silence. Like, so I thought that just all meant we were going to be quiet. Like, so that doesn't mean it's time to play Ruzzle. Like, what are you bitches? What is really the focus in your lives? Like, what is even really, where the fuck are your priorities? How are you so into yourself that you can't do something as simple as acknowledge a moment? Now, see, and this is the motherfucking thing. I'm sure if it was, let's take a moment of silence for all the victims of 9/11, or let's take a moment of silence for the kids at Sandy Hook, or let's take a moment of silence for all the surgeons who had to donate countless hours to shape all of you into the bodies you're in now, I'm sure you bitches would have put your fucking phones down and focused in. But when it's about something that has to do with black people, which all of you love, carnally, this is no secret. I mean, like, you want to be down, but you don't want to be down. Like, you bitches want to be black, but you don't want to be black. Like, you want to be fun black. You want to be, let's have a mixed baby and put her hair in braids black. You don't want to be, my son was gunned down in the street with his hands up black. And so just fuck the entirety of y'all. I'm so sick of you bitches.
When Simon calls, you know.
And that's my read.
Gotta pick up for Simon.
Yes, I guess you do.
Or Maria, or whatever the fuck the publicist is.
I mean, just, it's gonna
be. They're idiots. They're dumb. Like, I don't even get. I can't even get upset at dumbass niggas like anymore. Like, I don't even have many celebrities that I really look to. Like,
right.
You're about to do or say something really profound. Because most of them are not. And that is why I've said that I don't give a fuck when these types of things happen. When tragedy strikes in the world, I'm not like, oh my God, Beyonce, how do you feel about this? I don't care about this. Like, I don't care about celebrities' opinion on anything. And most of the time, I'd prefer that a lot of them don't say anything. Because you're either going to say something dumb, or you're just going to say something that, yeah, we put weight behind a lot of opinions of famous people just because they're famous. And we forget that a lot of them are actually stupid, including T.I., including the Kardashians, including Karrueche, including Keke Palmer. Like, you're either dumb or you're making dumb decisions, or both. And I just don't have, like, the patience for any of it anymore.
Right.
So if you can't even put your phone down for 2 seconds, like, for Ferguson, like, but I'm not surprised. They're fucking idiots.
Like,
they're stupid.
Just fuck them. Just, it's like, I already have zero expectation. How do you continue to disappoint me when I expect the worst out of you already? How, what, like, it's like you are deliberately trying to be as offensive as possible. Like, I just, oh, fuck her. Fuck her. Fuck all of them.
You have to remember that there are still famous people, and we all know a Kardashian. We just know the broke ones. Like, we know the ones that work at call centers, and we know the ones that, like, are struggling to pay Sally Mae like the rest of us. Like, we know, like, we know Kardashians of, like, real life. But yeah, if we were talking about these same women with a ton of money and a bunch of, you know, beautiful siblings, it'd be the same thing. There's nothing different about the Kardashians besides that they have a bunch of money and visibility. They're dumb. They're dumb. They're dumb. They're all dumb. Like, I'm not surprised or shocked or concerned about anything that has anything to do with Kardashians anymore. They are the same dumb, simple-minded, drunk bitches in the club that you see every single weekend. The only difference is they've got a whole bunch of money and a mama who knows how to make you think that you give a fuck about it.
All right. Well, that wraps up another episode of The Read. You can head on over to thisistheread.com and see every episode, as well as host bios, and see links to all of our guests. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, and Facebook at This Is The Read. And let's see, what else?
The Read Boston. We're coming to Boston on September 12th. You can get tickets for The Read Boston at thereadboston.com.
Mm-hmm.
We will also be announcing, probably by the time you've heard this already, we will be announcing the next few dates of The Read Live, which is really exciting. So we'll probably be coming to your city sometime soon. Would love to have you there and see all of your faces and act a fool with you. So come out and let's have fun.
And I can do my Boston accent, even though I've been banned from doing accents. I'm just going to try it anyway.
I feel like you should speak to Dubs about this first.
I parked the car at Harvard Yard. See? I did it. Dubs taught me how to do that.
No one is going to come to our show now.
Okay. No, Dubs said that's how they say it. You have to say that sentence, and you have to say it like that. That was my, like, earnest effort, so please don't be offended. I thought I did well.
If this messes up, my chances of getting with Ben Affleck, I'm going to be pissed.
I don't think you have to worry about your chances with Ben Affleck. Like, okay.
If I can get the town Ben Affleck. Woof, Ben okay. Affleck was fine.
I'm completely done with you. Anything else? Do we have an acronym this week?
Our acronym this week is IIMB.
I cannot fathom.
I'm in Miami, bitch. That's what it is. 305 all motherfucking day. You already know, Dade County. We keep it all the way real. We keep it all the way motherfucking live. Miami, you already know it. What's up? I'm here. I'm in town doing me, eating my Bluebell. Finna go to Chef Creole, although I can't eat shit there because I'm allergic to most of it. And I'm finna get my goddamn life. Miami, what's up? 305 all day. Goodbye.